We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in the third melacha of Kotzer, which we were discussing. In addition to removing, ripping out grass, vegetation, as well as from a tree, fruit, one is also not allowed to climb a tree because of the potential of breaking a branch. Not only is it referring to things that grow, but also with regard to animals. It's brought down in Simen Shin Hei Sif Yud Ches. Ein roich ben al gabe behema. A person is not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us the reason why. Gezerah, because we're concerned, potentially, Shema yachtoch zemora min hamechuber kedei lehanhiga. That in order to be able to guide this animal, and if a person doesn't have any which way to guide it, anything in their hands, they may potentially remove a branch from a tree, which is attached to the tree, and therefore doing that, the chayav al zeh mishum toilesh, should have uprooted that which was mechubar, that which was attached to the ground, to tolda de kotzer. That's considered to be an offshoot of the prohibition of kotzer, which we're learning about. Not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah tells us that it's not only riding an animal, but any use of an animal. The kol shimush bebali chayim kol b'chlal rechiv av aser. Anything that you're going to do which has potential use of an animal, you're not allowed to do. Even if you're not concerned that you may potentially break a branch, for example, let's say you're riding an animal in the middle of the desert, and you'd love a tree to be able to maybe get some shade. There's no trees in the desert. Nonetheless, Gam Kain Austin Mishnah Berurah says that it makes no difference where you are. The little plug Rabbanan b'milsaihu. Now, when the Rabbanan say a decree, it's a little plug. They did not make a distinction as to where you are, what the location is. If they say you're not allowed to ride an animal, you're never allowed to ride the animal, regardless of where you are. Now, the question is, what if you did? So we know, we saw something interesting a couple days ago, that if a person, on purpose, climbed on top of a tree, exactly how many people would follow this halacha, of course you're supposed to, it was brought down, that you're not allowed to descend from that tree. All Shabbos, as a kenas, you're not allowed to leave that tree. What happens if a person, b'mezid, went on an animal? Does that same law apply? So the Mechaber tells us the sensitivity that Chazal had. Ve'im ol aleha afil b'mezid yered. If a person would go on an animal, even if it was done on purpose, knowing that it's a direct violation of Chazal, nonetheless, yered, you are allowed and you're instructed to get off this animal, unlike the tree. Why? Mishum tsar bali chayim. Because by you staying on this animal for a lengthy period of time, you're causing potential pain for this animal. And the sensitivity we have, of course, for ourselves, kal v'chomer for people, but even certainly also can be derived also for animals. V'lo kamo gabi ilon. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says it's not like the laws of a tree. Dim olo b'mezid karmelon l'kamon. We already learned later on in Simen Shin Lamed Vav Siv Aleph. D'lo yered ad motzi Shabbos mishum kanasa. And if you went up on that tree b'mezid on purpose on a Friday night, according to halacha, you're really stuck up there the entire Shabbos. It's a kanas that you shouldn't have done it. Again, this is b'mezid. You did it on purpose. You knew there was a halacha. You didn't care. You went up there. Probably such a person wouldn't care to go down either, but if you did tshuva while you're on top of that tree, you have to stay up there. However, when it comes to a person that went on this animal, because of the tsar, the potential pain that you're causing this animal by staying on this animal for an extended period of time, better that you should get off, even though you did something wrong initially. And because of this, the Mechaber furthermore tells us, based on this logic, of the sensitivity of being cautious about the pain that we can cause animals, parkin masoi sheleha. On Shabbos, if it has a heavy burden upon it, then you are to allow that burden to be removed from the animal, so that the animal doesn't have to have this burden on it all Shabbos. Kitzad oset. So how should one do this? So the Mechaber tells us, the machnas roshu tachas amasoi v'masach letzad echad v'hu noifel ni'elav. Basically having the animal moving its head or its body in a way that the package that is upon the animal will fall by itself. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that Hainu afilu hamasehu muksa. It doesn't matter what's on this animal, even if it's something in which generally we're not allowed to move. Mitam sar b'alechayim. even though we want this burden off this animal because you're causing pain for this animal, we're not going to say that you can physically with your hands remove it in the typical way that you would remove a bundle from the animal, because after all, it's muksa. Since it could be removed in another way other than the typical manner, through this unusual manner by causing the animal to have the package to fall by itself, that's what you should do. But to leave it there, even if it's muksa, we say absolutely not. We do not want an animal to have this undue pain, even though it may, on some level, take away from the sanctity of our Shabbos observance. We also have to be sensitive to the animals. Now, this the Rama says, "Yosel leishev al karun shein yehudi manhigo b'shabbos." He says that furthermore, a person is not allowed to go on a wagon, which is pulled by animals, on Shabbos mishum shemishtamish b'mehema, because you are using an animal. Gam shul yachtov samayra, based also on this principle of not breaking a branch. Again, even if you're not necessarily the one that's riding the animal, you're just in the back, but nonetheless you are taking part in the process of these animals pushing you or pulling you or whatever, riding with it, and therefore it's considered to be under the prohibition of koitzer, and therefore one is not allowed to use, in all these circumstances, as already mentioned, to use an animal.